SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
Rosanna Bricknell was just 30 when doctors told her she had stage 3 Hodgkin's lymphoma, a type of blood cancer affecting the lymphatic system. Young, fit and free from a family history of cancer, Rosanna never thought she was at risk.
Oh man, well I definitely thought I was, you know, like there was no way I possibly thought I would ever get cancer.
It wasn't until she decided to see a GP for a few things that she thought were minor problems.
I first noticed, like, I had a tumour in my neck that was pretty big and that I noticed in April 2022, and I didn't get diagnosed until November. And I sort of ignored it. I just didn't think anything of it. I was really busy. I was finishing exams for my master's and then backpacking around Europe, so I didn't think much of it. And got back to Australia and thought, I'll probably check that out.
In the midst of planning her wedding, Rosanna was referred to a haematologist.
I remember getting sent off with my referral to the cancer centre to see her and sitting in the waiting room of the cancer centre thinking, oh, wow, this blood doctor, you know, must be convenient for her to see me here, and thinking really sorry. I was like, I'm so sorry for all the people in this waiting room because I must be the only person who doesn't have cancer. And then I obviously went into the appointment and she told me that I did have cancer. And I was so shocked, which I was clearly in denial beforehand.
Blood cancer is one of Australia's deadliest cancers, claiming around 6,000 lives every year. New research from the Leukemia Foundation shows that 1 in 12 Australians will be directly affected by blood cancer. General Manager of Blood Cancer Partnerships for the Leukemia Foundation, Tim Murphy, says the rate of blood cancer in Australia is up by 47% over the last decade.
There are about 140,000 Australians who are living with a blood cancer today, and we anticipate that will double by 2035. So that means that about 8% of all Australians will be diagnosed with a blood cancer at some stage in their life. And that means that today, that means that 1 in 12 Australians, in fact, will be affected by blood cancer. So it's a huge number of people.
Mr. Murphy says blood cancers like leukemia and Hodgkin's lymphoma are most prevalent in people over 50, but says they can and do impact people of all ages.
The blood cancers, because they are cancers of our blood and our immune system, and we all have blood and an immune system, they can affect at any point, they can occur at any point in time, from birth right through to your latter stages of your life. It is one of the great challenges of being human, is that our blood system can in fact go awry, and when it does, it can become cancerous.
Despite estimations that blood cancer impacts around 8% of the population, many Australians, including Rosanna, knew very little about the condition.
I didn't really know very much about blood cancer. Obviously, I knew about Delta Goodrum having had it, and I had the same one as her. But otherwise, I just sort of knew about leukemia generally, but I didn't know how many different kinds of blood cancer there were and the different ways that they can present with symptoms or anything like that.
1 in 3 Australians diagnosed with blood cancer will die within 5 years of receiving a diagnosis. Cancer researchers like Dr. Ashwin Anakrishnan from the University of New South Wales are trying to bring that statistic down to zero. As the head of the Molecular Mechanisms in Leukemia Laboratory, Dr. Anakrishnan says his research is currently focused on the types of blood cancer with the lowest survival rates.
So to give you an example, individuals over the age of 65 who get diagnosed with acute myeloid leukemia typically only survive 12 to 15 months post initiation of the best forms of treatment that we have. So you can make out that what we have in our arsenal to currently treat leukemia isn't sufficiently good enough because people aren't living long enough. And that really is the motivation for what we are doing as well. So everything that we study and research in my lab is aimed at improving treatment options.
Dr. Anakrishnan's research lab has received a $1 million grant from the Leukemia Foundation to fund research into better treatment for blood cancer. The foundation says that as well as reducing mortality rates among blood cancer patients, it's also important to improve the quality of life for those living with it. Rosanna Bricknell says it made a difference having people there to make sure she was comfortable.
It changes everything. It was really, obviously it's pretty scary. Everyone makes it really nice. It's kind of this weird thing where chemotherapy, I think, is a very scary word, and I was terrified when I went in. And it's actually a really nice environment in some ways. You sit there and you don't usually need a needle. Like, I had a PICC line in my arm that had been installed by a surgery the previous week. And it's not until later that you feel sick. So it's, chemo itself is quite a nice guided experience with all these kind nurses.
After undergoing four rounds of chemotherapy and an extreme reaction to fertility drugs, Rosanna says the effects the treatment had on her body were worse than she'd imagined.
Like, I expected all the vomiting. I knew I would get tired and foggy-headed, but I didn't realise that I would be on a massive dose of steroids and that would give me insomnia, or that I'd be allergic to one of my drugs. And so every time I had that one, which they couldn't take out of the protocol, I would go to hospital for a week, and I've still got scars all over my back from it. One of them is a neuroactive agent. So when they give it to you, you actually, the first time I had this really cool tingling sensation, and I was like, oh, this is sort of fun, actually. But then it would give me terrible, terrible pain in my cranial nerve, and I wouldn't be able to swallow or talk for a week. Yeah, and I still can't feel my toes. It kills the peripheral nerves in your fingers and toes. You lose heaps of weight. I lost 10% of my body weight in 1 week, and that was probably a bit much. Your hair falls out. That sucks. You don't need to go and get a wax, I guess, which is handy.
Dr. Anakrishnan says there are various limitations on the current cancer research and treatment options. Likening it to a sledgehammer, he says the current approach to treating cancer involves trying to kill any cell that divides quickly, hitting everything in the hopes the cancer cells will die. But like cancer cells, our hair cells and the cells lining our guts, for example, also divide quickly, which is why many undergoing chemotherapy treatments will lose their hair and experience gut problems. He says his research is working to create a more targeted treatment, reducing the damages caused to other parts of the body and DNA.
A smarter way to do this would be if you can find what's unique or different about the cancer cells, what makes them different from healthy blood stem cells, you can then leverage that difference to create something that is more targeted.
Dr. Anakrishnan's lab works on a molecular process called RNA splicing, which, simply put, works to detect and edit different kinds of protein sequences in the gene. What they've found is that the process of RNA splicing in leukemic cells, as well as in other cancerous cells, is altered, but works normally in other healthy cells.
There's a process specific to the leukemic cells that could potentially be therapeutically targeted. And that's the approach that we've been taking and the funding that we've received as well. Can we leverage this aberrant process of faulty RNA splicing that's happening within the leukemic stem cells? And can we develop a drug that specifically targets this process and hopefully therefore specifically eliminate the leukemic cells whilst not affecting the healthy cells?
If successful, treatments targeting cancer cells directly could help people like Rosanna return to life as they knew it.
I just can't do the same things I used to be able to do. And so you actually, like, there are physical signs like the hair and stuff, but I really miss the person I used to be and how energetic and fun she was and what she could do with her life, because I can't do those things anymore.
Despite the lifelong impact of blood cancer, Rosanna was declared in remission over a year ago. Her wedding, though a little later than she anticipated, will be in June. She says she was lucky.
So I absolutely would say, if you ever notice anything funny with your body, don't leave it a long time. Go and talk to someone, see your GP, get it checked out. I was so lucky that my GP knew how to do more tests and get to the bottom of this thing. And I had a tumor the size of, you know, it was 3 centimeters long in my neck. Like, you could see it, and I can see it in photographs of that time. And don't leave it because you think you're young and it's probably fine, because it might not be.
Sydney Lang, SBS News.